right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:36, 55 outside. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hello.
Wow, those storms last night, pretty crazy.
Yep, they kept me up.
Woke up this morning, no power and no fence.
No fence?
Yeah, my fence blew over. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a wooden fence. It's a little bit old. The fence was old, but yeah, it was no joke last night. So.
Dang.
Yeah, no power in my neighborhood, so that's exciting.
Maybe I need to check my backyard and see if everything's still intact.
Right? So, apparently about 3,700 LG&E customers are without power due to the storms last night. So, not too bad when you're thinking about the entire, listening area here.
Right.
But one of those is mine. So.
Oh, man. That always makes it fun when you're in a dark house to try to... Dang, where's the flashlight? Do you have things strategically placed?
Well, I pick out my clothes for the most part the night before.
Right.
So I had already an idea of what I was going to wear. But I will say that I just literally, like for like a lunch type of thing, I just grabbed a box of cereal.
Yeah, just bring the whole box.
Yeah, I didn't have anything
what about
prepared.
The milk?
So I'm just going to eat it dry.
Okay. Because I don't think we have milk here.
If we did, I don't think I would even attempt
it. It'd be real bad.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I grabbed a banana for breakfast and then a box of granola that I could munch on maybe for like some sort of lunch before I may just head home.
I was going to say, yeah, I usually head home around noon anyway, so. Dang.
So, yeah, those storms pretty crazy. So, hopefully you've got power and everything's go for you guys, but. Yeah.
The struggle's real.
I know.
For many.
And it's one of those things where I'm like, okay, it's nice to just, be able to come here and do the show and all that. But then I'm like.
Have lights.
Yeah. And be able to charge my phone.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm like, I got to go home and then I got to deal with no fence. I got to deal with like all this other stuff.
Well, hopefully
and then,
they'll have power by the time you get home.
Apparently 11 a.m. was what they were shooting for
all
as
right,
far
so
as
you're good.
Power restoration.
Precarious for your ladies.
Right, exactly. Well, and precarious
and for
e-learning. E-learning, NTI for sure, with students that are trying to work on their classwork and do all that stuff. That's no power is going to be a difficult way to go about it. So.
Yep, that is going to put a damper on things.
Yeah, so, all right.
That's where we're starting. Nope. Hey, but at least you didn't discover ants in your pancakes today.
My wife...
That was yesterday.
Yeah, that was yesterday. My wife apparently just raided the entire thing of pancakes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, those died horrible death.
Yeah.
That would make me angry too. Both the ants and the pancakes.
Sure.
So anyways.
Yeah, those pancakes must go.
Yeah. So today we've got free therapy. We've got Throwback Thursday. We got some more opportunities for you to pick up some cash today at around 6.
You know, I realized we missed an opportunity yesterday. We are gonna have an ant party. We're going to have an ant party. You could have had a whole little song for that.
We do have the cat party song.
We do, and I feel like that it could have been customizable.
It could have been customized to...
Yeah.
Do I have that on a button?
I feel like you do. If you don't, you should. No. Because... Yeah.
We are gonna have a cat
party.
All right, yeah.
We're gonna have a cat party.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
We are gonna have a cat party.
So bring some ants and something to share.
And pancakes to share.
Yeah, pancakes to share.
There you go.
All right.
That was a magical opportunity. See, we just turned some lemons into lemonade.
Okay. All right. Sure. By playing that little 20-second clip, it helps. You're right.
See?
Every little bit helps.
Your mood is lifted instantly, isn't it?
Instantly is. Uh-huh. All right, so Set of the Bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Small examples of what not to do. Yes, it involves toilet paper, friends.
Oh,
yes, it involves toilet paper.
Wait, are we ever going to go back to a time in our lives when toilet paper isn't so coveted?
I hope.
Okay.
I hope.
I'm just going to toss that out there because I kind of can't see it right now.
Right. That is coming up. Good morning, guys. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Your coworkers are now your animals. I get that. Dog, cat. You can display them and maybe even win something from Pet Suites. So that's kind of cool. Up at WDJX.com, Pet Suites there in Middletown and Fern Creek. So it's the Cats versus Dogs Challenge. So you can see the little,
the bracket.
The gallery, the bracket, yeah. Uh-huh. And then you can vote. And, you know, who knows? Maybe your coworker, a.k.a. your animal, will be able to win a prize.
If you were going to submit one of your menagerie, what would have been the winner?
Well,
you could only pick one.
Well, it certainly wouldn't have been my fat son, Fred,
right,
who literally last night, we realized he had gotten out.
Oh, no.
Like, we only have one indoor-outdoor cat, and that's Guinness. That's our black cat, Guinness.
So Guinness has street knowledge.
She has a little bit of street cred, right. Uh-huh. Fred, he's an indoor cat. And Maeve, she's the weird gray one. She's an indoor cat.
Right.
But Fred got out last night or two nights ago, and we didn't realize that he was missing until like yesterday evening. And we're
did
like,
Guinness take him out? Like, was this like a, hey, let me show you the streets?
100% Guinness kept him out because.
Okay.
So he goes into a sewer that's outside of our house, like a little sewer grate. And so he's done this before. And so sure enough, you know, we go out and we pull the sewer grate up and we kind of shine a flashlight and there he is, like way down in the sewer, probably like 40 feet down.
Oh, no.
And so we're all like,
what do you do with that?
Yeah. So we go out, we get like canned cat food and we like
come to the food.
Yeah. Put it down because I'm sure he's hungry. He's fat. Like he can't go more than
a
couple hours without eating something. Right.
Uh huh.
So we're all huddled around this grate. Like
here, kitty.
Like Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And waiting for this cat to, because how are you going to coax a cat out of a city? You can't. Yeah, I mean, we can't crawl into it. I mean, it's too small. So, you know, we just got to kind of wait for the cat to figure out how to do its own thing. So
go back to where you came from and jump out.
Yeah, but 100%, I'm sure my indoor-outdoor cat, Guinness, like chased him in there.
Probably.
Because she was like, these streets are mine. You know,
I'm gonna run this town tonight.
Right. Uh-huh. So anyways, so we spent a good hour.
Oh, wow.
Getting him back in. So it wouldn't have been him. That's my whole point.
Okay, great. So he's at the top of your poo list right now.
That's right.
Okay.
Dogs versus cats. I'm just saying for you.
All right. Put the hamster up there.
Theo.
Maybe Theo.
Theo will do
gets
it.
Gets the nod.
That's right. Even though it's a dogs versus cats competition.
Whatever.
All right. WDGX.com. Click win. Coming up, Setting the Bar, Toilet Paper Edition. Fan and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. On Alexa or Siri, you can get us there. Just ask to play 99.7 DJX and boom, podcast, live radio, all that. Setting the Bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without attacking your mom over toilet paper, well, you're doing okay.
Listen, let's not attack our moms, period.
Yeah, this is 26-year-old Adrian.
The tension over toilet paper has now turned violent in one home in Saugus. LA County Sheriff's deputies in Santa Clarita Valley say a 26-year-old man attacked his own mother because he thought she was hiding toilet paper.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's think this through.
Okay, is he...
Why would mama be hiding the toilet paper from
him? He's got to still be living there, right?
Oh, sure.
The 26-year-old was arrested. The sheriff's department has expressed concern over the possible increase in domestic violence, in particular during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Tensions are running high. People are getting ticked off about way less than they used to before.
Right. When you think about it, it's gone on about a month.
Yeah.
That we've been on kind of that social distancing, quarantine.
People are on edge.
It's starting to get to people, but toilet paper is not what to fight about, guys.
No.
All right?
No. And we never... assault our mothers.
Yeah, let's not do that.
She carried you for 9 months. You give her that respect.
Adrian.
Right.
There you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without attacking your mom over toilet paper.
Or anything else for that matter.
Sure. Yeah, we can add whatever else to that list. Then you're doing okay. We can get through this together, guys.
It's going to be fine.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, get the word cash, C-A-S-H, into the website at WDJX.com, and you could be $1,000 richer, just like Gene McCabe was the other day. Harold was yesterday. So there you go. List of winners continues to grow here with $1,000 in Kentucky and a cash relief on 99.7 DJX. So yeah, WDJX.com. Click win and get cash into the website. Hopefully you're not waking up without power. I know about 3,700 resident LG&E residents woke up without power after those storms rolled in last night.
Yeah, they were pretty loud.
Yeah, they were pretty intense. A little bit of rain this morning. 30 degrees cooler, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Windy today. High only reaching 57.
It was
so,
like 80. It was bona fide hot yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we're basically at our high temperature right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so just kind of know that. But yeah, today, 57, your high, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. So hopefully you didn't experience any damage. I saw some video out of Indianapolis that was pretty intense. Like, they had a pretty wicked storm system. That same storm system hit Indy on the way down here to Louisville, too. And that it was like... pretty wicked, and tornadoes and stuff like that were happening with this storm system. So hopefully nothing like that happened in your area here on 99.7 DJX. But yeah, today, 57, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team, it is 53 now. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We're streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or on your smart speaker. You can always ask Alexa or Siri to play 99.7 DJX, and you can get it there, too. Were you watching The Masked Singer at all last night?
Oh, yeah. Obsessed. Yeah?
All right, so I'll give you a little spoiler. There's spoiler.
Spoiler alert, spoiler, if you don't want to see who was or hear who was unmasked.
Well, we will say first that it was, what, the kangaroo? Is that who it was?
Yes.
The kangaroo?
Yes, the kangaroo, who we learned last night had never sang in front of an audience before, and that was pretty shocking. But how
do you expect me? Yeah, doing Jordan Sparks, No Air. Me, that was a banger back in the day.
Yeah, it was. She did pretty well.
Nice. Yeah.
Like throughout the season, she'd done some ballads. They were pretty heartfelt. There were a lot of Kardashian references and clues.
Yes, because I think it was what, friend of Kylie's?
I think so.
Jordan Woods was the kangaroo.
It was referenced that she was kind of like thrust into the spotlight, not by her own choice.
Sure.
That was, I think, kind of in the clues. All and right. Jenny McCarthy ended up getting it.
Oh, did she really?
She guessed her.
Oh, I didn't see that. So, yeah, there you go. It was Jordan Woods last night, unmasked for The Masked Singer last night. She was a kangaroo. So, I think Nick Cannon may have made a deal where he's going to kind of do almost like a Chris Harrison style after the Rose Ceremony. Like a little show after the show.
They should.
Yeah.
They should, because the whole thing is the entire season, the performers, their family members don't even know that they're doing this. I mean, the security is so tight, like they can't let anybody know who these people are. And I bet that's quite a unique experience. I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah. So there you go. That is one of the few shows that are still kind of airing in its entirety because it was taped all before
all
this all
happened.
Came down. Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you, I'm going to throw out guesses, of who I think the remaining ones are. I think the astronaut we think in our house is Hunter Hayes.
Oh, yeah, the little country guy, right?
We got picked up on a couple of references that make us think the turtle is Cisco. Possibly.
Really?
Maybe.
Okay.
But there was like an NKOTB reference that Robin Thicke pointed out last night, which could maybe lead us down the Joey McIntyre path.
Okay.
So there could have been
a
couple of possibilities.
I missed it because remember at the beginning of the season, everybody was saying that Jesse McCartney.
Yes.
Was he selected? Well, was he a part of it? Or has he not?
We
don't
know
yet.
But I think they were saying that
he was
possibly...
Maybe it was a frog.
Yeah, one of them. His name was thrown out there, so we shall see. But right. Rob Gronkowski was last week.
All right,
the White Tiger, which a lot of people were guessing too. So
sure,
I love this show.
Okay,
I'm obsessed.
So there you go. The Masked Singer.
Cole Scherzinger, you know, mm-hmm. Louisville native.
Yeah,
she's doing really well on this show. Like I think she's found her home.
being a judge?
Yeah. X Factor was a little bit.
Right.
But she's really, she's doing very well on the show.
Look at that.
The panel's fun. We love Ken. Oh, Ken's funny.
Fantastic.
Ken Jeong.
All right. So yeah, there you go. It was the kangaroo, Jordan Woods, unmasked last night.
Spoiler alert.
Why we said it? We said it earlier.
I know, just in case.
Just in case. All right. Yeah. Sorry. Spoiler. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. We have a list of restaurants that are giving free meals out to first responders and healthcare workers. All you have to do is show your badge, and you can get kind of the hookup, right?
Yeah.
From Starbucks to White Castle, and actually, we're even doing our own hometown hero, where we're going to hook you. And your crew up with, you know, some free lunch and drinks courtesy of Canada Dry and Core Water. So you can nominate them, WDJX.com. I think tomorrow will be the first delivery. So
awesome.
That'll be kind of cool. But yeah, WDJX.com, click on win, and you can hook up the hometown hero in your life, whether it be a person in the healthcare industry or whether it be someone at in the grocery industry or the shipping industry or all these other essential businesses that are required to stay open.
There are a lot of people that could be considered for that, for sure.
Yep. WDGX.com, click win. Coming up next, we celebrated a very special animal-related day yesterday.
I had no idea that this was on the calendar. Had no idea.
Yeah, and like every single day, there are weird, random days to celebrate. It's like National Something Something Day, you know?
Do I need to mark it on the calendar for next year to remember?
I mean, perhaps.
Is it going to be the same date every year, or is it one of those floating holidays?
I think it's the same date every year. Yeah.
Great. So I'm going to make note of it for next year so we can make sure that we don't let it pass us by.
Right. We celebrate it properly.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, that special occasion that you may have missed, we'll recreate for you now.
Hey, show on 99.7 DJX.
Every day there's those weird random national holidays that kind of spring up. And so when I saw this morning, I thought, you know what? We need to celebrate this. And I then proceeded to spend about a half an hour researching this subject. There's a payoff, Kelly. Don't worry.
Okay, I'm nervous.
Yeah, you should.
I'm nervous. Because you spend your time on weird things.
Yes, I do. Can I please welcome you to National Dog Farting Awareness Day?
Oh, my God. Now I'm connecting the dots. This is why you spent a half an hour. Dog Farting Awareness Day?
So I went on YouTube.
Of course you did.
And just looked up videos of dogs farting.
For half an hour. Oh, wow.
These are all just dogs.
Dogs
that are farting.
Our dogs are like silent but violent. Like, I've never really heard it before.
This is how I spent my time before the show this morning.
Wow.
On YouTube. Look, I've got, Kelly, I've
how
got.
How many do you have?
I've got 45 more seconds of it.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Monty, no, honey. Monty,
no.
That was the famous one where the dog farts and then the cat pukes off the
the shelf. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. The cat puked?
Oh, must have been bad.
Again,
what is wow?
Again, listen, we are a respectable educational morning show.
Nothing respectable about that.
We are just celebrating National Dog Farting Awareness Day.
We're just passing along information.
I spent a good half hour of time researching on the internet.
How many videos did you, how many videos deep did you go?
I went pretty deep.
Okay.
This is too much. I love it.
Brittany just farted.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
And then this one. There you go.
Oh.
I think probably one of my favorites though.
Okay.
One of my
I might have to actually watch one where the cat pukes.
One of my favorites.
I might have to.
What the hell?
Monty, no, honey.
Monty, no.
I can't breathe. I can't see. Oh, it's dumb. Oh, it's so dumb. I can't.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and use the payoff term loosely.
Okay. All right.
But oh, however wow. you did choose to celebrate, know that today is National Dog Farting Awareness Day.
And Brittany says, I would have never even thought to look up something like dog farting, but now I am. Thank you. Thank you for the information.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Text message from a listener. When you turn on the radio to farting noises, yeah, those are dog farting noises, so yeah, even better.
They were, even some better. Of them had some hang time. Hang time.
All right, coming up. Less than 20 minutes and another opportunity for you to pick up $1,000 today with Kentucky and a cash relief. On 99. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Governor Beshear yesterday during his nightly address updated us on the totals for Kentucky.
We have our largest number of total new cases that we have had, which is 204 new cases. That brings our total, our official total from the state, up to 1,346.
Now, this isn't some sort of game where we're playing with other states to see who can be the lowest, but Kentucky is doing a good job so far of flattening the curve. But, you know, the big thing is we just got to keep doing what we're doing to stay that way.
I know it feels like we've been doing it forever, and you feel like, oh, surely by now. We should be able to get back to normal. Not yet.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Jefferson County saw 4 new deaths yesterday as well, which, you know, and I was thinking about this, and my wife and I were kind of talking about it yesterday, and I'm like, you know what? This is like whenever we see those totals, and it kind of is numb to us after a while when you keep hearing the totals over and over again. But especially like the with the people who are passing away, they're doing it alone. Like, no family members.
The saddest part this whole thing.
It's a horrible way.
Yeah.
So all of those totals are just, they're just heartbreaking. So, you know, we need to just continue to do what we're doing. Social distance. Make sure you're being socially responsible. Now, the governor said only one family member allowed to go into, like, stores to pick up essential items.
Yeah.
So you can't go with your kids or whatever to, like, shopping.
Oh, we've been doing that. I mean, my kids haven't left the house in I don't know how many weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with this being Holy Week, I know that the governor did update us on an essential worker.
Now, we have had different travel bans. And one of the exceptions on there is work. So I want people to know that the Easter Bunny is an essential worker and that the travel ban does not apply.
Okay. Great news. Gosh. Great news.
That's good.
However, I didn't think that the Easter Bunny traveled by air. Just hops around, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how he travels.
I feel like...
But wouldn't you think that the Easter Bunny would be kind of breaking social distancing?
Well, in my mind, he was always socially distant because you never see him. Well, he just kind of goes around and does his own thing, like in super stealth mode.
Regardless, we heard
the baskets and the eggs.
We heard it from the governor that he's got a job to do and he is essential.
He's got the all clear.
He's got an essential a job. And
okay,
he's an essential worker. So
good,
just know that the Easter Bunny is good to go.
Indiana equipment.
All right, you can add your name to the list of winners like Gene and Harold. Clarksville.
C-L-A-R-K-S-V-I-L-L-E.
There you go. Because it is Kentuckiana cash relief.
That's right. So we see you over there in Indiana.
Right. Indiana.
Yes.
Clarksville. Socially distant, separated by the river. There you go. Clarksville. C-A-L. Oh, God. I spelled it wrong.
Oh, wow. Seriously? Back the truck up.
What did I say? C-A-L? What did I say? Clarksville.
C-L-A-R-K-S-V-I-L-L-E. Let me do the spelling.
All right, let Kelly do the spelling. All right, get that in, WDGX.com, and you can be $1,000 richer. Okay.
All right. Reset okay. button.
Hit the button.
Start over.
All right, what's up, Kelly?
Well, sweet video. From Florida, we're going to shine the feel-good spotlight on Florida.
Wow.
Thanks to a utility worker there named Albert, who was pretty amazing when he decided to give a little impromptu sidewalk concert to an elderly lady getting some fresh air with her caregiver outside her senior living home. Looks like the daughter of this elderly lady got video, and it's pretty great.
He's going to sing to mom.
Why should I feel discouraged? And why should the shadows come? Oh, why should my heart feel lonely?
Look at that.
All right, y'all have a blessed day.
You are wonderful.
How great is that?
Pretty cool.
Albert, so sweet. That's just a little feel good there. We'll tweet out the video if you want to see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So, the Netflix Tiger King Murder Mayhem and Mad Madness. By the way, you got one episode in. Have you done any more?
I finished it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I got to the finish line.
Because I was going to say, I haven't checked in with you since you started.
Yeah.
You dipped your toe into the water.
Fully crazy.
Of Tiger King Murder Mayhem and Madness there on Netflix. That has reached levels not seen by Netflix since Stranger Things.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name's Joe Exotic, and this is Sarge.
He was like a mythical character living out in the middle of Oklahoma, who owned 1,200 tigers and lions and bears. And
come here, love me.
Matt spoken, good looking, love to party and have fun.
I don't think we're done blowing up today.
I don't figure you are.
Yeah, so insane, is it not?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was, I can't.
You and I haven't had a conversation about Tiger King since I watched the entire thing, and you still hadn't like touched it.
Yeah.
But then you watched the entire seven episodes.
I love and appreciate
thought.
All of the memes about who the hairstylist is for all of the characters.
I know.
They all have wackadoo hairdos.
They all do.
Like, what's happening? Now, but Jeff Lowe, I think, does turn out to be like one of the biggest villains.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm not saying that Joe needs to be freed.
Oh, Joe Exotic, right,
from jail.
Right.
I feel like he's rightfully in
but
jail.
Carol Baskins, that damn Carol Baskins, she's
cool cats and kittens. Can we start our show like that?
I know.
From now on?
Hi,
hey,
there,
you cool cats and kittens.
Carol Baskin here.
It's Ben and Kelly.
It's Ben and Kelly here. Good news.
Yeah.
Good news. We just came in. You know, last night the power went out.
Uh-huh.
And lost a fence, but you know what? Everything's good.
Okay.
Everything's good.
That's great.
You know, the only way you could really get a tiger to eat a human is to put sardine oil on his shoes.
Not
or
that
something.
I would know about that.
That's just be crazy.
Read it on the internet. That would be a fun show. So, yeah, they are doing a reunion show. They did not ask Carol Baskins to be a part of it.
Yeah,
apparently.
She was a miffed, I think.
Yes,
yeah.
But they've decided to just focus a whole other show to shine the spotlight only on her and the disappearance of her husband.
I know. That is going to be like the next Making a Murder.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Here's the thing.
There is a legit mystery because it's a cold case.
Well, yeah.
He's just gone.
They never solved it.
I don't know. Like, how? I don't know.
Well, her new family, it was weird because her new husband just kind of like left his family to go be with her back. And they were interviewing them just kind of like, yep. He just left us.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah. So
she was like 20.
Anyways, yeah, Netflix, Tiger King is the biggest thing on Netflix since
it had a
Stranger
bigger audience
Things.
Than Stranger Things too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. So,
wow.
Yep. All right. So coming up, we go free therapy and when quarantine and boyfriends and girlfriends and what do you do? Is it cheating or is it quarantine? We'll find out.
All she wanna do is party on.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming the Ben and Kelly Show.com. Regardless of whether you're in quarantine or you're trying to social distance, I know relationship problems pop up. I know, especially
it can be stressful.
Yeah, if you're spending a lot of time with someone that you're not normally used to spending a lot of time with, or whether you just start a relationship and then all of a sudden you have to be quarantined separately, you know, that can be an issue. So we dive into it. Kelly and I aren't experts, but we kind of lean on you guys, right?
Absolutely.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
Hey, Haley.
Hey, how's it going?
I mean, as good as can be expected, right?
I know.
Yeah. Hey, can you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want, the governor to call me out or anything. So let me just say first, just okay, kind of clear myself. I have been staying at home, we're supposed to. There's only been one exception.
Okay.
So basically, I haven't seen my boyfriend in 2 weeks. He's quarantined at his apartment by himself, and he's refusing to come near me or even, let me into his place, right?
Okay.
And so I found out the other night when I was trying to deliver his favorite meal to him.
Uh-huh.
I went over for that. I wore a mask and everything. I was super safe.
Sure.
And he told me I couldn't come in. And so, I just, threw the window. I threw all the food. I just threw it at the door, because...
Oh, wow.
He screamed at me through the window, don't come in. And I was I just take it.
You were mad. Got it. He was in the moment.
I get it. You're trying to be nice. Bring him some food. Sure.
Yeah. And okay. I'm not, it's not my proudest moment. I get that, it could be kind of ridiculous, but I went through all of this. I don't get why he wouldn't let me in, and now he's calling me a drama queen and everything, but I'm starting to wonder now if it's because he was not alone,
Oh, you think he's quarantine cheating? I just made up a new term, didn't I? I think I just made that up.
Okay. You might have. I don't know. His text patterns have been really off and everything, and I hardly hear from him, and I don't know, it's stressing me out. I'm everybody has their phone during quarantine, right?
Sure.
Is your phone quarantining too? I don't know. So basically what happened was I went back over there around midnight a day later,
uh-huh,
and he wouldn't even come to his door. He wouldn't even come there. And
it was midnight? Is it possible? Is he a heavy sleeper? Maybe he just didn't hear you.
No. I know he heard me. I know he heard me.
Oh.
I know he heard me, first of all. And, I'm just wondering if it was because he wasn't home or something.
Oh, that he didn't answer the door or anything?
Uh-huh.
So you're all he's taking quarantining to the next level. To the point where
it feels like he's ghosting you.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's a random hookup. This is my boyfriend. So I'm getting a little suspicious. I don't know.
I gotcha. I'm feeling what you're throwing out there. And to be honest, if someone was iffy in a relationship, this whole quarantine situation is the perfect excuse to pump the brakes and back away and be like, no. It's not you. It's quarantine.
Here's what I would say, and we're getting a lot of text messages anyways of listeners that are chiming in. So, you can hang out and hear what they have to say, too. But I say that if similar to a long distance relationship.
Right.
You
should be communicating more now more than ever.
Exactly. And if that's not the case, then that may be a red flag.
I don't know. I just don't know what to do then.
I know it's probably not what you wanted to hear, but that's my gut.
All right.
That's my gut instinct too.
Like I said, Haley, there's a bunch of people that are texting in. So, maybe at least there can be some comfort in knowing that you got a group of people behind you in whatever decision you make here. All right.
Yeah. It sucks.
Well, be safe. Okay.
Yes. Stay Thanks, quarantined guys. And stop going over to his house at midnight.
Okay.
Got a text message from Victoria, # free therapy. She's a stage 5 clinger.
I was wondering, is anybody else picking up any of them? I'll find you.
I will find you.
A little bit. I mean, a little.
All right. Hey,
a little.
Listen, she's emotional. This is all in a very emotional time right now.
A couple things, and maybe she needs to hear it out loud. A couple things that stood out when she's talking about throwing the food at the door. That's a little... extra and then showing up at midnight banging on the door.
Well, you know, he's guaranteed he should be there, right?
You are correct.
He should be there.
You are correct. I feel as though he might be sending a message she's not willing to hear right now.
All right. 502-571-9970. Katie, bless her lonely heart, but time to keep it moving and on to the next.
Okay. She said, well, pumpkin, breathe. And stop freaking out being a level 5 stalker. Watch, he's just not that into you.
Right.
And then report back.
Exactly. Monica, going over at midnight, Quarren crazy.
Yeah.
Plus, he's sending the message he must be moving on. Let it go.
I feel like that's the case.
Yeah,
like maybe it's kind of he's sending out some vibes, like a little message that she's not picking up on.
I know quarantining can be tough.
It can.
And
it can make you crazy.
Right. If you're relying on video chats and you're relying on texting and phone calls rather than human to human contact.
It can also bring you closer, though. Like if you are forced to just communicate on like video calls or on the phone, and you could be having much deeper conversations than maybe you normally would have. But let's just not show up at midnight banging on the door and throwing food at the door. Let's not do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not do that.
All right. So I don't
Did
know.
Did we fix it?
I don't know if we fixed it. I think we just maybe shone a light that she maybe was missing.
Yes.
On it.
Maybe. Yes. Okay.
If you want to continue, it's up on the socials at Ben and Kelly Show. You can comment. You can select whether you think he's Quarren cheating or not.
Or if she's a little Quarren crazy.
Or if she's Quarren crazy.
Could be that.
Yeah, there you go. At Ben and Kelly Show.
99.7 DJX. Giving Kentuckiana cash relief. Win $1,000 now. Presented by Southern Indiana Equipment.
All right, you can add your name to the list of winners so far that we've got $1,000 every single day in Kentucky and a cash relief. Get the word Huber into the website.
Huber, H-U-B-E-R.
There you go, WDGX.com, click win, and you could be adding your name to the list of winners. $1,000 by the end of the day. Huber, H-U-B-E-R, WDGX.com, and good luck. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So we're going to Atlanta and New Orleans for this feel good. Tyler Perry paid the grocery bills for all shoppers during senior hour Wednesday morning at 44 Kroger supermarkets in Metro Atlanta.
Wow.
And 29 more in his hometown of New Orleans.
Very
so
cool.
Seniors and high-risk Kroger shoppers there in Metro Atlanta got a nice surprise when they got up to the register and found out, and they were just going nuts. He said, it's truly a pleasure to see our customers filled with joy and gratitude as the news spread throughout the 44 stores across Metro Atlanta. Same thing. He gave $21,000 in tips for workers.
Oh my gosh.
At an Atlanta restaurant when he picked up takeout. So he is spreading the love and the wealth and helping out a lot of people there.
He should have done it
towns.
As Medea, his character Medea.
1,000%. Yeah. Well, I don't think he was there in person because, you know, social distancing. But
his people.
His people.
Or he just called it in.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Regardless.
Either way, helping
regardless.
Out.
Yeah, that's
a lot
cool.
of stores. 44 supermarkets in Atlanta, 29 more in New Orleans, and then $21,000 in tips for workers at a restaurant there in Atlanta. So that's a lot of good stuff that
doing
Tyler Perry is doing. You can see the story tweeting it out at Ben and Kelly Show. It's also up on the website, WDJX.com.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Again, you're getting the word Huber into the website, WDJX.com. Huber, H-U-B-E-R. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day. Kentucky and a cash relief brought to you by Southern Indiana Equipment there. Huber, you know, H-U-B-E-R.
Yeah.
WDJX.com, click win. You know, it's kind of funny. I saw this thing where almost half of spouses don't actually know what their spouse does for work until now.
Are you kidding?
Because of people who are working at home.
They just, you know, oh, honey, she just goes to the office.
Yeah.
Does like, the work things.
Like they didn't know what they spent their time doing maybe at work.
Like all the specific tasks.
Right.
Okay.
For sure. For sure. But, uh-huh. But yeah. And I think it's funny, like, you know, seeing tweets from, you know, spouses that are like, I never knew my husband was a let's circle back around on that sort of guy, but here we are.
Oh, there you go.
like using
See
the office
work habits.
Cliche and stuff like that, that you think that your spouse isn't part of is actually maybe true. But yeah, about a third of them believe that their loved one is actually really good at their job. 23 admit that they are more professional than they would have expected them to be.
Ah.
So that's good. 29% say that their other half works harder than they do. So, all right.
Oh, for sure. Now, my husband's worked out of our basement for a couple of years now, so I know exactly how he works. And,
sure.
And he knows that I do nothing. So it's a nice arrangement.
Perfect.
He hears me running my pie hole. That's all I do.
Listen, as long as each of you know and respect the other one.
The yin and the yang.
I think you're fine.
We all bring unique talents to the table.
But I think it's funny. So that's what you do.
Yeah.
All right. Didn't know that.
Eye-opening.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I'm beginning to think that one of my cats is an evil mastermind with the rest of my cats. So Guinness, my black cat, who is an indoor-outdoor cat, she knows how to open doors, right?
And she's got street cred.
She does have street cred because she's indoor-outdoor, right? So my fat son, orange tabby cat, Fred, he... Give you a little backstory. We locked him in the bathroom one weekend accidentally. He ran into the bathroom and jumped up between the shower curtains, and we couldn't see him when we were leaving for the weekend. We shut the bathroom door.
Oh, wow.
So he was in there for maybe like a little over a day. We weren't gone that long, but still.
Oh, I bet he was mad, though.
But yeah. So it was after that day that we were like, Guinness knows how to open doors. And in fact, whenever a door is closed, she opens it because she doesn't like closed doors.
Right.
But she knew.
She wants to live in an open concept house.
Right, exactly. So then we're thinking, okay, Guinness didn't let her brother out of the bathroom.
Surely he probably was like, meow.
I know. I'm sure he was sticking his paw underneath the door and everything. And she probably just walked by going, hey,
sorry about your luck.
Yeah, figure it out yourself, buddy.
Oh, wow.
So last night.
So mean.
Last night, we realized about 8 o'clock that Fred has been missing for about a day. Because the night before, we had gone out and looked at the moon, and we think that he had gotten out then. And so we were like, oh, okay. So we go over to the drain, the sewer drain, and sure enough, beady little eyes are staring back at us.
Like all the way down.
Yeah, I was going to say probably about a good 25, 30 feet down the sewer drain. Our cat Fred is there, stuck. And again, I go back to, okay, Guinness probably chased him there and was like, hey, this is my turf. This is my turf.
Don't even think about coming out.
Don't listen. You stay there and think about what you've done.
Guinness is like the godfather of your animals.
I know. She kind of like runs the pets in our house.
And she's the ringleader, master.
Then, and so, you know, after about literally an hour of kind of crouching around the sewer drain like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, we got our cat out. And we were thinking back going, man, you know what? We've never seen our black cat happier this past day than when she was like, yep, he's gone.
Wow.
So
one by one, she's picking them off.
I know.
You better keep tabs on your animals.
That's what I'm saying.
You've got quite a menagerie going on over there. And if you're like losing track of animals for days at a time, you need to.
I know.
I watch Guinness.
I know. She's the
much
one.
Much more closely.
She's the one. So anyways, that's how I spent my evening last night before the storms knocked out our power and blew my fence over.
Oh, wow.
Is trying to find and like my wife is like the cat whisperer. She wound up getting Fred out of the sewer
with
but
some food.
Still, like, that's how I spent my night.
Fat Fred likes the food. Just give him the food.
I know. It's like poor boy hasn't been eating for at least
it's been 30 minutes. Give him some more food.
I know. It's been over a day.
Yeah.
Guy's been hungry.
Okay.
So anyways.
Poor thing. That's a lot to keep track of.
Today, yeah, it's going to be more wind. According to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. So if the wind was an issue for you last night, there's going to be some wind gusts today. Pretty cold, though. It's only 50 right now.
That's weird because it was like full on hot yesterday.
It was 85.
It was hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah, 85.
It's like sweating hot.
Yeah. So
going for just a walk, sweating.
Yeah, for sure.
Hot.
Yeah. Yeah. You didn't even know you needed your baby powder.
Didn't even know.
For sure.
The baby powder index was high yesterday.
It's definitely was.
It was.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It is that time. Throwback Thursday time.
It's about to get sweaty again.
I know. Baby powder index is high here.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you want to hear? Let us know. 502-571-9970.
Office zone combined. Stars 4-30-20.
And Kelly are throwing it back. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, just a bunch of songs you haven't heard, played back to back to back to back. Veronica, you get the first one. Dirty, Christina Aguilera, that's where we're starting. Throwback Thursday.
Too dirty to clean my act up. If you ain't dirty, you ain't here to party.
DJX, your request, make up our playlist, 502-571-9970 via text. Ashley rolls in.
Her three-year-old wants to hear Beyonce Single Ladies.
You know what?
You don't say no to that.
I'm telling you what, three-year-old knows. If you want it, you better put a ring on it. That's right. That's right. Throwback Thursday. One of those quarantine houses that you see going around the internet right now. I did see early renderings of a DJX quarantine house.
Yeah, like each one of the staff members put in with other celebrities that kind of fit us and which house you would pick. That might be unleashed today on social media.
All I know is that I looked at mine at first. I'm like, no one's going to pick my house.
Oh, people are picking my house.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, 1,000%. They're coming to my house.
People are picking your house. People are picking Max's house.
Yeah.
I mean, I think those are probably the biggest ones there.
Sure.
Anyways, message from a listener. Hey, since it's been so hot and cold lately, how about some Katy Perry? We got you. Throwback Thursday.
You're hot and you're cold, you're yes and you're no.
Throwback Thursday, 99.70 JX. Jennifer rolls in with, can you please play NSYNC? It's going to be May by the time we leave our houses. Hashtag quarantine. Hashtag stay home, stay healthy.
Oh, wow. Wow. I feel like if we're lucky, it'll be May.
If we're lucky, it'll be May.
When we get to leave.
Oh, yeah. Throwback Thursday.
You might been hurt, babe. That ain't no lie. You've seen them all come and go.
What that second verse even sounds like. Usually we cut it after the first verse.
I know, it's so good though. It's so good. And by the way, that album is 20 years old.
What?
20 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Throwback Thursday. Teresa checking in saying, how about some Throwback Aaliyah? Oh,
that's legal.
I like
sure.
that. All right, I like that.
Oh, wow.
Throwback Thursday here. Your requests make up our playlist. We don't play the entire song. Not because we, like, are against it. We just don't want to.
That's not really the case either. Because we just don't have time. We're trying to squeeze in as many songs
exactly.
as we can.
Exactly. We don't want to. Throwback Thursday.
To get to me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys or keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain, it's perfect now. But will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, don't succeed. Don't succeed. Yeah. Dust yourself off and try it again. Dust it off and try it again.
99.7 JX. Throwback Thursday. So, I got a message for some Throwback Tayo Cruz, and I want to play this because earlier this week, my daughters were wanting to hear the new Dua Lipa, Break My Heart.
Uh-huh.
And they asked Alexa to play Break My Heart, and it played Break Your Heart, Tayo Cruz.
Oh, wow, like, there it is.
I was like, oh, wow.
Oh, what a happy accident.
What a throwback this yeah. was. Throwback Thursday.
The worst or the best, but you gotta respect my honesty. And I may break your heart, but I don't really think it's anybody as bomb as me. So you can take this chance in the end. Everybody's gonna be wondering how you deal. You might say this is ludicrous, but Tayo Cruz, tell her how you feel.
Request Shoop by S&P, please. It's my fave.
S&P.
You. We understood what you meant.
Absolutely.
You know why?
We speak throwback.
We are professional DJs.
Damn.
Kind of. Throwback Thursday.
Here I go again. Girls, what's my weakness?
Man.
Okay, then chilling, minding my business. You saw I looked around and I couldn't believe this. I swear, I stand, my niece, my witness. The brother had it going over something kind of wicked. Had to kick it. I'm not shy, so I asked for the digits. I hope no, that don't make me see what I want. Slip, slide to it quickly. Dumps it in my hip, so I dip back to my bag of tricks. Then I flip for a tip, made me want to do tricks. Gonna lick them like a lollipop should be licked. Came to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell, makes me want to shoot.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 EJX. Ashley rolling in, little thrift shop. All right, it's been a minute since we've heard this, right?
It has.
Yeah,
I mean, this is legal.
This was literally one of those songs that you heard probably 35 times a day on DJX.
Oh, yeah.
In its heyday,
at least every 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, we played it incessantly.
Uh huh.
But now it's in the archives.
Now it's like, I remember that.
All right, Macklemore, 99.7 EJX, Throwback Thursday.
I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big. I'm just pumped, I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty, the people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes, then a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should've washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it, about to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins, someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy, f***ing it. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy, that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style, I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real, ask your grandpa, can I have his hand-me-down? Your Lord jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found, dig it. They had a broken keyboard, I bought a broken keyboard. I bought each zip blanket, then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hello, I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. And sneakerheads to be like,
he got the Velcro. I'm gonna pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is me awesome.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. I kind of don't like, I get it. He says thrift shop maybe one time in the entire song.
Yeah. But the whole song is about what he's buying.
I know. I don't like songs that don't mention the title of the song in the song. I'm not saying that's the case because
he
does.
It's a conceptual title.
Right. I get it. I don't like conceptual titles,
okay.
Kelly.
All right.
Throwback Thursday.
It's too sophisticated.
Yes. Gotta think too hard.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
DJX, in honor of one of your guests on Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah. I feel like, in my gut, he might be the turtle. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Are you talking about the silver-haired Cisco?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Throw back their name.
Ooh, that dress so scandalous. And you know I never can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish? With the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip-hop spots. To the cruise, I connect the dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. Baby, move your butt, butt, butt. I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like wah, wah, wah. All night long. Let me see that thong.
Living la vida loca. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Shout out to Christy saying she's still going into work every day, saving these world. Saving this world. All right.
Every day.
Every day. Christy.
And we honor you.
We honor you.
I wanna be a billionaire, so freaking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Trappy a wish list. I'd probably pull an Angelina and Brad Pitt and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes like, yeah, let me have this. And last but not least, grant somebody their last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'd probably visit with Katrina here, and damn sure I'd do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I'ma have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shining lights.
Uh-huh.
All right, right there.
Yeah,
a different city every night.
DJX.
When I'm a billionaire.
Adam checking in. Needs to hear.
Oh, yeah.
Don't rob the jewelry store.
No, no, no. Especially now.
No.
These quarantine times, you need to stay home. Don't be called out by Andy.
No. We don't need to do that. Listen. You leave Shane Company and Genesis Diamonds alone.
That's right. They don't need
what it. What did I do to you?
Oh, no. Save the diamonds.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, I know what this is. Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set and little ice cube blocks. If could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. If could call out a price, let's say I call out a lot. I got like platinum and white clothes, traditional gold. I'm changing grills every day, like J change clothes. I might be grilled out nicely in my white tee on South Beach. In my wife be BBS study. Tell when they cut it. You see, my grandmama hate it, but my little mama love it. Cause when I
open up your mouth, your grill gleaming.
She
I stay home from the chief end.
I got a grill I call Penny Candy. You know what that mean? It look like nah, later some drops jelly beans. I wouldn't leave it for nothing, only a crazy man would. So if you catch me in your city, somewhere out in your hood, just say
smile for me, girl.
What you looking at?
Come on. Let me see your grill.
Let you see my what?
Tell him, make me a grill!
Don't rob anybody. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
No, stay home. Do your part.
No, I'll tell you what, Brown's Barrel Hardware, they got grills too.
Oh, yeah.
And they're open?
They do.
They do.
They do. Don't rob them, though.
Don't rob them either.
Pay for the grills.
Pay for the grill.
Yes.
Come on.
Okay.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 JX. Connie checking in, saying, I'm headed into work in my feelings. Hashtag I'm bossy. All right.
Oh.
You know.
I got you.
I think we're all in our feelings a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, sure. So if this can help, you're welcome.
Stay safe.
I'm bossy. I'm the first girl to scream on a track. I switched up the beat of the drum. That's right. I brought all the boys to the yard. And that's right. I'm the one that's tattooed on his arm. I'm bossy. I'm the one y'all love.
DJX, your requests make up our playlist. We just, you know, try to play as many songs as we can, you know? Try to squeeze them all in here in a half hour time every Thursday morning between about 8:30 and about 9 o'clock. Autumn, we see you. Toxics by Britney Spears, please. For sure. You know what? Did you see her meme on quarantining?
I did not.
And she was like, the Hit Me Baby One More Time, the Lonely, I Feel So, man, I started talking before I knew what it was. I need to figure that out.
I'm trying to help you.
Listen, I'll come out of this.
All right.
With what it actually was.
Okay.
Trust me, there's a payoff. DJX.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling?
You ready for the payoff?
So ready for the payoff.
All right, so Britney Spears tweeted out yesterday, enough said, she said, and thank you to all the healthcare workers tirelessly working to help save us during this time.
It's like a cartoon drawing of her from Hit Me Baby One More Time, and she's holding up hand sanitizer.
Purell, it says, my loneliness is, instead of killing me, it's crossed out and says, saving me.
Oh, it was so worth it.
That was.
It was too bad you just can't hold up the meme to the microphone and have everybody see it.
I tell you what, I'll tweet it out. The Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay.
All right. I hate it when I'm not a very good person to be on the radio.
It's okay, Sparky.
Amy checks in. These songs are taking me back to dancing on the bar in college with my friend Whitney. Can I get a Jay-Z?
Yeah, yeah.
Sun rising off the shore of Thailand. Would you ride in if I wasn't driving? If I wasn't a 8-figure by the name of Jigga, would you come around me and would you clown me? If I couldn't flow futuristic, would you put your two lips on my pussy? Could you see yourself with a working harder than 9 to 5? Yeah. Been 10 to 6, 2 jobs to survive. Or do you need a baller? So you can shop into the mall. Brag, tell your friends what I bought you. If you couldn't see yourself with a when this dough is low, baby. So, yo, can I get a what, what? Get these chickens from all of my dogs who don't love dough. They get no dough.
Can I get a to these fellas from all of my ladies who don't got love for players without dubs?
Can I get a what, what? Get these chickens from all of my dogs who don't love dough. They get no dough.
Can I get a to these fellas from all of my ladies who don't got love for players without dubs? Now can you dance with me?
Bounce with me.
Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. Just a bunch of songs you haven't heard played back to back to back to back. We do it 8:30 to 9 just about every Thursday here on DJX.
Gwen is quarantining with Blake. That's nice.
Aw.
Isn't that fun?
So sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, love. It's DJX.
The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason.
And thank you so much for all the tweets, the messages there on Throwback Thursday.
The support.
Oh, the support. No,
being there with us.
Listen, we're trying to be there for you.
Yes.
All right? That's really what it is. You know, radio, just podcasting, whether you can listen now or listen later.
Yeah.
We're just happy you're here.
We're here for you, the mom pulling her hair out, trying to homeschool the kids. We're here for you, the teachers, trying to pull your hair out, trying to arrange the homeschooling on the computers for the kids. We're here for you, the grocery store workers. We're here for you, the truck drivers. We're here for you, all the medical personnel working in the hospitals on the front lines. We love you.
Yes. What she said so eloquently.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
On my soapbox for a second.
Yeah, I know. You were kind of like
just going.
I know you were pointing. I was just sitting back and letting you do it.
I was having my Oprah moment. I'm like, you and you. You got a point when you're saying that.
That's
right.
That's right.
All right.
I'm looking around the studio going, no, it's just Kelly and I. It's been us for the past 3 weeks.
Did she sneak some people in here? Do we have a studio audience? Nope.
We do not.
Nope.